I understand that the Olam learned with intense hasmada while I was gone and got up to Daf Vav Amid Beis, which is a very beautiful thing. So we'll start Daf Vav Amid Beis, Beis Hashem, the sugi here, which is really a hemshech of what we've been doing up until now. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Abaydik Tzorch Sheyevatel, the bottom of Vav Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Abaydik Tzorch Sheyevatel. In other words, in our Mishnah, it speaks about Bedika. Up until now, we've really been speaking about Bedika. Now we say, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, a boydek tzorach sheyivatel. There also has to be a bittel. Frek the Gemara, my time, or what do you have to do both of them for? Let's see Rashi. Rashi, a boydek tzorach sheyivatel. Beli boy. Samech lebdika miyad. Voimer kol chamir dika bebeis adein libatel. Fascinating. There's a bunch of diukim in this Rashi. I think this Rashi maybe gives us a wealth of insight, or is really a tamtzis of many of the shittas Rashi that we've had up until now. Rashi says, "Beliboy." This is Rashi's shita that bittul happens belave. Ashbasa delave. He ashbasa. Samech lebedika miyad. When do you do the bedika? Huh? When do you do the bedika? At night. When do you do the bittel? Miyad. That would sound like when? At night. Samech lebedika miyad. Whenever you do the bedika, you do the bittel, it sounds like. Vaimer. Kol chamir dika v'beis adein libatel. So why does it have to be samach lebedika miyad? Maybe so you won't forget. That's what we saw from Rabbeinu Yechiel. Maybe it's so you don't forget. That's the whole takana Rabbeinu Yechiel said is why we're doing the bedika, is that you have to link it to the bittel. What would be another reason why it has to be samach lebedika miyad? Anyone? Okay, guys, turn your brains back on. Let's go. What do you say? Gabriel, why would it have to be Samach Lebedika Miyad? Ellie? Itzhak? Why Samach Lebedika Miyad? What? It's the same thing as you said before, basically. I don't want to forget. Another reason.
Show that it's like really coming from that
part. A very practical reason. Why does that have to be Samach Lebedika Miyad? I humbly suggest. It has to do with... What? No? Anyone? What happens at the Bedika? And that might not even have to do with the Bedika necessarily. It has to do with something else that happens at the Bedika. Michael. Maybe the reason is because before the bedika, what does he do? Makes a bracha. Want the bracha to be chal also on the bittel. So therefore, it's going to be samach lebedika miyad. Lefizeh, Rabbi Yisai, I just want you to know, from when you hear the bracha until after the bittel, what can you not do? Can't talk. Because the bracha of al bir chametz is going also on the bittel. I want the bracha to go on the bittel also. I'll give you an interesting halachas. A lot of people don't know this, and even by my seder I told them, and they still didn't do it because they're so used to talking after they eat their matzah. They don't know that the bracha that you make of al achilas matzah is going on your koirach. Right? We have magid rochza, moitzi matzah, moror koirach. The koirech that you do after your matzah mor is the bracha of al chilas matzah is going on your koirech. So you're not supposed to talk from matzah is what I believe the Mishnah Berurah paskins until after koyrech. So the maror is it's hot, it's not hot. Who made the maror? All that jazz has to wait until after koyrech, says the Ram, because the bracha is going on that also.
So,
I think over here too, the bracha is not going only on the bedika. The bracha is going on the bittul.
What does that have to do with talking? You have a whole any food. You make a bracha on it. You're eating like two shahakos. You eat one. You'll have to take a bite and start talking still on the next thing.
Excellent question. It's an excellent question. So apparently the bracha of Birchas Hanenin and Birchas HaMitzvahs are going to be different. The bracha of Birchas Hanen, excellent question. And the bracha of Birchas HaMitzvahs are going to have a different, they're going to have a different status. And if you want to take a look in the Mikroi Kodesh, she speaks in Arichas about this. This Monday, you're going to be giving Chabura. Yes, you are. I'm going to help you. What? What happened to yours?
I don't know.
You're supposed to give already.
Okay, so
you got a week. You have a week to wait. Is this Monday? Your next Monday is about not being mafsik. It's a whole shayla of the Mikroi Kodesh. Speaks about can you be mafsik? From Rashi, samach lebedika miad. What's Rashi? Why don't Rashi doesn't say samach lebedika? Samach lebedika miad. So if you say like the Rabbeinu Yechiel that Rashi is coming to say that that was the whole takana of the bedika in Achanami, but if it's not, so what's the samach lebedika miad? The bracha has to be chal on that also. Rashi seems to say you can't be mafsik. The oimer. Anyone have a problem with the word va'omer? Says the tzlach. Why is Rashi saying va'omer if it's believe? So I don't know if va'omer means that you said it out loud. I think it means say it in your heart. Is there a Megillas Esther over here? They don't have. Is there a Megillas Esther here? Va'amar. Anyone here ever lain Esther? You did know him. Va'amar Haman Beliboy. No, but it says Va'amar Haman Beliboy. Haman said in his heart. What does it mean? He said in his heart. You say things in your heart. You don't have to say things out loud.
Two different.
What?
One says Beliboy, and one says
the once one. What?
One says Beliboy, and one says the once one.
What do you mean? Why is it
two different? General time, whenever we say it meant out loud. When it's
you thought it meant out loud. I think it means, it just means he said it could be out loud. Vayavai! Haman, here we are, let me see. There it is. Vayomer Haman Beliboy. Lemi Yachboy Tamelech Lasus Yikoy Yosemimener. Haman said it in his heart. He obviously didn't say this out loud because he didn't want the king to know what his thoughts were. And then, Vayomer Haman El HaMelech. So I'm not bothered by this Lashon of Rashi at all. And I think it's going to be very, very far-fetched what other people are going to say in Rashi. People are going to say in Rashi. Rashi says, Aboy Dek Chok Shavata Beliboy Samach Lebedika Miyad Vayomer Beliboy Kol Chamir Deika Bebeisa Den Libata. Others want to suggest that Rashi means the following thing. Let me check the Rashi on Daf Dalet first. Let's check the Rashi on Daf Dalet on the base. Because we got a Rashi over there also. All right? Nothing. Rashi doesn't do anything over there. It just says, Ashbasa delay via Ashbasa. Where is that? On Daf Dalet and Alf. Daf and Alf. Yeah, I'm getting there. Bitu ba'almi, Mesir Tati v'nei Mashali Kafir v'amar, Kochamir Dika v'esadeh. Yeah.
When we see Kochamir, we don't actually say it, or we do say it.
So the question is, do you have to say anything according to Rashi? I think Rashi is just saying that this is what you're supposed to be thinking in your heart or saying in your heart. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the following thing. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the Baal HaTanya. He says the following thing. He says, Iker bitol hu belev mikol makoim tiknu chachamim sheyoytzi dvarim halolu bepiv ve'oymer kol chamir dika b'shus. In other words, really, where is the bittul happening? In your heart. But we want you to express, to say what's in your heart. Now, I can understand why that would be the case. Because if you remember, what was the Ran's reason why bittul is not enough? You don't mean it. So therefore, we want you to say it. When you say something, it becomes more concrete by you. So the Chacham were mesakein to say it, not just to think
it. Could be.
Where it's what?
Not expressing what they're thinking.
Lo sisna esachicha bilvavecha is don't hate your friend in your heart. If you hate him in your heart, you're over on the lab. Anything that's tully in the heart depends on that.
Like, when it comes to something that I guess doesn't need to be expressed. I'm talking about somewhere, a place like Bithel, where I would assume explaining what you're thinking.
It's your assumption. Your assumption, because you're assuming that it's changing something. But I'm saying if bittul is only a din in the gavra, as we said in Rashi, it's not again anybody else. I'm not changing a status of anything. It's not like, hey, Nechanami, according to Tosfos, where bittul is making something hefker, for sure you have to speak it out. But according to Rashi, you don't have to speak it out. Says the Shulchan Acharav, maybe Chazal were misakein afal pikein. You should speak it out. It's better to speak it out. But avada, the ikur is what happens in your heart. So I'm not sure if it's muchach from this Rashi that Rashi holds that way. Rashi just says, "Beliba va'oimer." Don't know. Al kopani. Let's see Rashi again. Rashi says, "Beliboy samach lebdika miyad va'oimer kol chamira diika bebeisa hadain libatel." Why does Rashi say bebeisa hadain? What does bebeisa hadain mean?
In this house.
What does Rashi say bebeisa hadain? There are others that say, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Chamira di'isa birshusi. What does that mean? It's in my possession. Okay, that's a more inclusive language. Why does Rashi say, Kol Chamira di'ika birbeisa hadain?
Outside his house, he won't necessarily have access to it. He won't need to.
It could be in his rishus, just not in the house. He could have other rishus. Ika birshusi is in my possession. So why is he particularly mentioning the beis hadain? What? Hold on a second. Why? So the Bach says the following thing. Being that the whole reason why you're going to do bedika, I'm sorry, bittul, the whole reason you're doing bittul, we said, is because, at least according to the Bar Tanura. Why did the Bar Tanura say we're doing bittul? What? Because maybe he'll find a gluska yafen biyimloich. Says the Bach, where are we worried he's going to find a gluska yafeh? Only in his house. You don't find a gluska yafeh somewhere out in your backyard. It's not likely you're going to find a gluska yafeh. A gluska yafeh is going to only be in the bais. That's what he suggests. So therefore, Rashi said, you only have to say bebeis hadein.
So according to Rashi, if you own multiple houses or house or workplace and all that, you have to go to each place and do it.
According to Rashi, L'chayra, every time you do bdika, you have to do bittul on each place. There's another bittul and another bittul and another bittul. The interesting thing is, however, the problem, L'chayra, with the pshat of the Bach, is that Rashi, on Daf Dalid Amid Aleph, was talking about doing bittul without bdika. Rashi says, There Rashi's talking about the D'oraisa bittul. The Bach said the only reason we use the language of Bebeis HaDein is because it's the D'rabbanon bittul, and because the whole reason is because of Gluska Yafeh, therefore the problem is only in the bias, therefore. But if you look in the Rashi doesn't seems to be saying even if it would be a din d'oraisa, the din would be, the language would be beisa hadein.
Another question. So if my logic follows through, then in each place does he have to make another bittul, or can he check all of them at once and then check his house, drive to his other house.
L'chayrit sounds like it's doing a new bit on each house. Kochem yidiku beis adin. Kochem yidiku beis adin. We spoke about in the beginning, maybe the whole choyves bedika, your chiyuv bedika is only on a bias. The lashon of the Mishnah is not mashna. It says ola abaso boikin esha. Doesn't say boikin esha bias. Boikin esha chometz. Why does it say boikin esha chometz? If it's a din bedika in the bias, but we spoke about when it comes to maskir soicher, maybe we said the din bedika is a din in the bias. It's a component of kolam midrabana. Lestaf avisin. Why does Rashi say bebeisa hadein? A few more diukim in the Rashi. We're not done, my friends. Rashi says, "Li botel kol chamira deika bebeisa hadein li botel." So there's two things that Rashi leaves out. Anyone? Afra de'ara. Anything else? Rashi doesn't say the words Afra de'ara, even though Rashi does say those words on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph. Well, Rashi just says Mashvi leke Afra v'omar kol chamir di'ika bebeis ha'adein. Mashvi leke Afra. It doesn't say that. That's the language you use. Seems like you don't say the words ke'afra. Anything else that Rashi is mentioning? Who says the words ke'afra? Some of the other Rishonim use that language. The Rif, the Rosh, Livoto lahave ke'afra. Another thing Rashi is missing, anyone? One and a half things Rashi is missing. Think about anyone know the language of Bittul that we use? Rashi, when you're doing the Bittul Balayla, we say anything that I didn't see. Rashi doesn't say anything I didn't see. Rashi just says any chametz that's in this house is Bittul.
What difference is it? Why would that create a problem? I mean, that includes anything I didn't see.
Well, what about something that I did see? In other words, why do we say a language of anything I did not see? Because we want to leave over chametz in a box that you could eat for tomorrow. Rashi doesn't use a language of anything I didn't see. Does Rashi mean to say that you can't leave over chametz till tomorrow? That would make sense that Rashi holds that way. Did we say the Rebbe Yashiv from... I don't know if we said the Rebbe Yashiv. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said over from Rabbi Yashiv, a chiddush atzum. He said, Rashi holds, bittul is in the gavra. Because that's true, Rashi holds you can't be mevatel some chametz yes, some chametz not. It's all or nothing. So said Rabbi Yashiv in the name of says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, pshat and Rashi. Bittul chametz is din in the gavra. It's all or nothing. So I was zeir gebadert. I said a shir on this in Rabbi Aaron Stein Shul in the Five Towns. And I said, I was very gebadet. I said, well, so then how do you make do bedikas chametz balayla? Bittul chametz balayla, if you're saving chametz till tomorrow. In the nusach of Rashi, he doesn't make exceptions for that. Kol chamira libotel. Goodbye. Gone. Finito. Maybe according to Rashi, you can't eat chametz in the morning. Can't save your chametz.
Or at night.
That'll be a pella. Or at night. You have to be done chametz by the time bedikas chametz is over. Rashi doesn't make that caveat.
And Rashi says to do something at night?
You're doing bidikat orla arbasa, but against the chametz, lower and air.
Why do
you
do a second
fiddle
right here?
Rashi wouldn't. That's we do, because we say dilo chazite. Rashi wouldn't do that.
I can do mevaron.
What?
I can do beer chametz then.
What do you mean?
You can't have any chametz in your house.
Beer chametz in the morning, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like yeah. Well, you're a mevatel already. You could still burn it.
You have to
put everything. You're mevatel. Doesn't mean you
don't have it. What'd
you say? That's einachanami. So if you're mekayim with the bittul, you're mekayim with the bittul. But we're worried that maybe you weren't. Or it's
what about tomorrow?
You're mekayim tomorrow with the bittul.
You put that stuff out of the house.
Mekayim tomorrow with the bittul. It's half like it's kafra. It doesn't mean I can't have it in the house. Can't
fun.
Eat it anymore.
You're burning it for fun afterwards.
No, midrabanan, you have to burn it. Either you didn't mean it, or you're going to be or gluska yafet. It's all midrabanan.
What would Rashi do if Erev Shabbos? every other Shabbos then, like this.
You have to do the, then you'd have to do the bittul in the morning. Very good. Very good.
It's not
with the bedikah. Yeah, yeah, you're right. L'chayra. I don't know, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm just wondering. Rashi doesn't make the qualification. The lo chazite. The Rif makes the qualification. The Rush makes the qualification. The Rif and the Rush make the qualification. You're doing it early because there are an area for the Bedika. And because of Shabbat and Ibn Mitzvah and Bataim. That's why we're doing it.
If the Rabbanon are only coming to tell you that it's usher from the 5th or 6th hour, whatever you want to say, the
it's not usher to have it, but you have to be mevatel it then. You can't eat it anymore. You wouldn't be able to eat it anymore.
It's only
it says midrabanan. Midrabanan, you wouldn't be able to eat it.
Only until the 7th.
In a chanami.
Maybe you can leave it out.
Maybe you can leave it out. Yeah, in a chanami. I don't know. According to this Rebbe Yashiv, that's the choira the way it comes out. The only answer we said is that maybe Rashi holds the bittul's only chal b'shas iser. So therefore, up until then, you could taka eat it because the bittul's only means las lava. It's hard to say that. Akol panim. There's another thing which Rashi leaves out, which is the word hefker. Okay, that's like that's why that's only a half. Why is that only a half? Of course, Rashi leaves out the word hefker because Rashi doesn't hold that bittul is hefker. Rashi holds bittul is. Is Ashpasa Delev. If you take a look in the Chashuke Chemed, let's take a look. Hine, Shulchan Aruch Kasav. Achar B'dika Miyad Balayla Yivatlena V'yoyim Kochamir B'dika B'birshusi Deloi Chazite Deloi Biarte Livot Elahave Ke'afra De'ara Hare Deloi Kasav Loshen Hefker Ulam B'mishne Brura Kasav Zalashom V'nochen Shiyom Elahave Hefker Ke'afra De'ara So it seems like the Shulchan Aruch paskins like who? Like Rashi. And the Mishnah Brura paskins like who? Tosfos. That's what it seems like. What? What? Okay, it's interesting. V'yesh lish oil al nuschas ad shulchan aruch. Right, kasher mafkir sachomets hadavar moyel afil ashitas Rashi assumes the chashukei chemet that Hefker will work for Rashi also, Shelo Yavar Albay Rabbi Matze, the Soif Soif HaChometz Eino Birshusoi. Soif Soif, it's not his Chometz. Umeidoch, Hanuscha Shel Bittol, Vashbasas Chashivas HaChometz, Eino Ma'ilo Leshitas Toisves, Vimkein Arei Odef Yoyser Lahafkir, Shebeze Yoytzin Yedei Choves Kulam. He doesn't hold of such a thing. He never made, Rashi says it's Xeris HaKosav. Tois doesn't hold it Xeris HaKosav. So if you do Hefker, it will work for Rashi. And also, obviously, work for Tois. If you do Bittul, it only works for. If you do Bittul, it only works for Rashi, not for Tois. So why don't you just be safe? So the Pashat answer, which he's going to say later, Chashuk Echemen is according to Rashi, you want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu. How are you Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu? By Bittul. Hefker will not be Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu. Only Bittul's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Therefore, according to Rashi, Hefker is not going to work. The Shaila is after you do Bittul, you should do Hefker also. Therefore, you cover all your bases. And that's what Taka, that's what Mishpachas Center does. Yeah, well, according to Rashi, there's no such thing as being mevatel.
According to Rashi, you're doing
bittul. Right.
There's no hefker
after that. Yeah, nachanami. So the bittul is if you hold like toisves, it's like a tnayaza. Oid shayach achamim choshesu shem alivato b'leiv shalim. We said maybe according to the Rashi, the reason why you have to do bedikas is because maybe you didn't mean it. Lachin tiknu shagam yivaris lachamitz v'chashas zekiim rakishoyim b'lashon bittul v'kishoyim b'lashon hefker. The only reason we're worried about not meaning your bittul, we said, what's the problem? What about Dorm Shabalev Yenam Dvarim? We said, because bittul is belev. The whole bittul is belev. Therefore, you don't say the cloud Dorm Shabalev Yenam Dvarim. However, according to Tosis, that bittul is a hefker mamish, we don't care about Dvarim Shabalev Yenam Dvarim. So why do you have to do bidika? What should Chacham be misakin for you to just do? Hefker. So after you're mevatel, why doesn't Rashi say hefker is good enough? So I humbly suggest the following yisoid, Rabbi Yisoid, is that the Chashuk Echemen is making a hanacha. His hanacha is, his assumption is, that if you're mafkir your chametz, you're not over on your chametz. There's no iser bal yirah bal yirah matzeh if it's not your chametz. Perhaps Rashi holds this bal yirah bal yirah matzeh even on chametz shel hefker. And I would have two reasons to assume that. One is that maybe Rashi holds you even over on someone else's chametz.
We saw that
in the sugya of maskir and soicher. We said that maybe Rashi holds the soicher has to do bittul. Maybe the soicher is over by the rabbi yimatze on the maskir's chametz. Ken gorzain. Especially Rashi l'shitase that holds the whole reason for by the rabbi yimatze is because we're afraid what's going to happen. You're going to eat it. It's linked to the Isra Achila. So if I have someone else's chametz in my house, I have an Isra Achila on that chametz. I'm going to have an Isra Bayur on that chametz also. So Avrami must have learned second Seder. The Gemara says, Shalchoy Ataroya. Aval Ataroya Shal Acherim Shal Gavoy. You're not allowed to have your own stuff. But where's that Gemara, Avrami? It's on Daf Hayamid Beis. Take a look at the Rashi there. Rashi, Lefi Shenemar, Lo Yiro, Lecha. Rashi says, Midichsiv, Lecha, Mashma, Minei, Shalcha, Yataroya. Aval Ataroya, Bigvulin, Shalachayrim, Kigoin Nachri. What does Kigoin Nachri mean? A goy's chametz. Says the Pnei Yeshua, why does Rashi say a goy's chametz? Why can't it just be another Jew's chametz? The reason is because you'll be over on another Jew's chametz, even though it's not yours. For example, maskir soicher. Maybe Rashi holds you also over on hefker's chametz. Another reason is because maybe Rashi holds even after your mafkir something, it still belongs to you. That's a long arichus. Has to do with the Shittas HaRambam, the Hefker is mitam neder, therefore maybe Hefker is not going to make it, not yours. Akoponim Rashi is not, Hefker is not helping Rashi here at all. You have to do Bittul, or what's the other option? Bittul or Bidika. And that's it. So we're back in the Rashi. Rashi says, Abaydik Tzorch Sheyavata Beliboy, Samach LeBidika Miyad, Yoyim Kol Chamira Deika Bebeisa, Hadein Libotel. So we mentioned that Rashi doesn't mention the word ka'afra da'ara. Rashi before says you have to be mashvila ka'afra da'ara. But what is afra da'ara mean? Listen to this interesting thing. Rabbi, you say, how would you translate afra da'ara? Yeah. Huh? What'd you say? What, how would you literally translate? That's the literally translate.
Dirt and
dust. Wait. Dirt or dust?
Dirt, dust.
Dust. Dirt or dust? The Reb Chaim says there's a difference between dirt and dust. What? Says Reb Chaim that dirt, avada, has a value. You've never bought dirt? If you, when we were making Pennsylvania, we had to buy dirt in order to fill our. In the front, we had those two flower pots right by the Machane Talmud Torah sign. So we bought big bags of dirt. Says Reb Chaim, don't think dirt. You have to think dust. You ever saw anyone buy dust? I hope not. It has to be dust. That's what Reb Chaim says. However, Rabbi Yisrael, according to our vague meaning of what does Kafir Dara mean, Yosef Tzvi is here, Baruch Hashem, to give us our special effects. What is Afrodara? What is it basically coming to say? Right. If anyone ever tasted dirt, it doesn't taste any better than dust. So if you understand like what I'm saying, the vart of the bittul is not that it's valueless. according to Rashi. According to the Ran, maybe the whole vort of the bittul is you're trying to put it in my rishus. What am I doing? I'm pushing it away. I'm saying I don't want it. It's not worth anything to me. I don't want it in my rishus. Then you have to say it's dust. Who wants dust? Anyone wants dust? No one likes dust.
I don't want dirt either.
Well, that depends who you are. A gardener wants dirt. But dirt is not...
So why normal persons?
Because back in the day, everyone were gardeners. Everyone was farmers back in the day. You're living in a modern world. But back in the day, everyone wanted dirt. Everyone had dirt. So you can't say dirt. You have to say dust, says Rav Chaim. If it's like the Ran, I'm saying, I don't want it. So what does everyone not want?
Dust.
But if it's the way we're learning in Rashi, the Rashi is saying it's not oichel, it's mius by me, it's not something I want to eat. It's be'etzem when I'm being mevatel the Torah's oichel sheboy. Then it's enough to say it's dirt. No one eats dirt. Dirt doesn't taste any better than dust.
You don't look at it and like you're grossed out by it. It's just dirt.
But it's not edible. It's very not edible. I don't know. It has to be that gross. You're getting like very into them. You know, you'll see his faces, but it's just to be a little eh. Not so eh.
Remember, it says piru, so all
you
have to do is get it to piru. It's not davar chashuv.
Okay, what?
All has to be is that it's not
davar chashuv. No, so we have to see what's piru. We're going to see there. The next line in the Gemara is something that's going to need a lot of explanation. No, I mean, we know him is already jumping into like what's the din of piru. Let's see the next line of the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, but it's shevatel my time. Why does it have to be mevatel? Says Rashi, my time. Harei mevar kol hanimtza. What does it mean, Hirein Mevar Kol HaNimtza? Get rid of everything he found. What about what he didn't find? What about what he didn't find? Well, that's Gemara's asking my timer. What do you need it for? Hirein Mevar Kol HaNimtza, you got rid of everything that you found. So why does he Hirein Mevar Kol HaNimtza? I should say, Mevar Kol HaChometz. But that's the Gemara's question. My time. Gemara is saying, what do you need bittul for? Hare mevar kol hanimtza. You're saying you just answered the question. Anything you didn't find, you have to do bittul on. Bada boom. But why waste? Then what's the Gemara's question? My time. So Avrami's understanding kol hanimtza means that doesn't mean everything that is found. Anything that I found. It means anything that's found there. What does it mean it's found there? It doesn't mean that it's that people actually found it, but it could be found. He understands Nimtza's lav davka. Yeah, Rashi should have said, "Mevar kol hachometz."
Everything could be found.
What? Right. Now, then the question is, what do you need bittul for? I did bedika, and I got rid of everything.
No, Nimtza.
Then you bittul for
what? What do you mean?
You can't find like pirurim.
You can't find pirurim.
It's very like Nimtza.
Anything findable. Says Reb Noyim a different vart. He's going in the Chiddush vart at Kedarko Bakodesh. He says maybe there's a big whopping piece of chametz that you didn't find. So what? I did what I was supposed to do. What was I supposed to do? Bedika. I did the bedika. I missed it. That's what Gemara's going to say. You might find it and have a taiva, but in the moment, are you over bal yira, bal yimatze right now? Okay? Ignorance is bliss or not. I did my bedika. I thought I found everything. I checked everywhere. I missed something. I'm a human being. I did a good job, but I missed something. Am I over bal yira, bal yimatze or not? There is a big whopping piece of chametz in my house. Says Reb Noyim, ignorance is bliss. And you're not over bal yira bal yimatze. Ein achanam, you have chametz in your house. Semacht nisht ois. You're not over bal yira bal yimatze. And there are rishonim that say that way. Who is the most famous rishon to say that? The Ran. The Ran, the beginning of the Masechta says, lo nitna toira la malachei asharis. You did your bedika, you're good to go. Ah, you missed something, you missed it. Get right there. This is different than bedikas chametz, if you remember. Rav Yosef Elephant Shalita, when he was here, was banging home of a person, accidentally ate a bug, when he was checking his lettuce. Was he over on eating bugs? Yes. Over on eating bugs by accident. It's a shaggy, but he ate a bug. For that reason, I believe that Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg never ate lettuce, because he was afraid that maybe there'd be a bug there. But bedikas chametz is a different type of bedika. This bedika is a din d'oraisa. You make a bracha on this bedika, and I'll think, here, you do the bedika, you're good to go. Boyde kol nimtza, I checked. I'm a var kol nimtza. Anything that's not nimtza, I'm not over on. To see if that's Shitas Rashi. Very possibly. So then, Rashi's saying over here, anything that I missed, I'm not over anyway, so what's the big deal? The Gemara says, yeah, but maybe you'll find it on Pesach, and then it's going to start Tzaris. Because once you find it on Pesach, you can have Tzaris. Says the Gemara, Yimishum Pirurin, Ineim Mishum Pirurin. Pirurin means crumbs. Haloi Chashivi. They're not Chashiv. Maybe they are chashiv. The Gemara somehow brings from this braisa that we just saw that even something that is being watched in your house still has a status of being hefker. Gemara is talking about the din of hefker or patur min ha-maaser. According to Rashi, our sugi is not a sugi of hefker. So you have to know, according to Rashi, the Ran brings this as a raya that pitos mishum hefker. What does Rashi do with the Gemara? Okay, so we'll have to see. What does Rashi do with the Gemara? What's the Gemara's answer? Shema yimtza gluska yofa. Over here also is the machlokas Rashi and Taisus. Hashem, we'll continue with that and more, hopefully, tomorrow.